SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Britain's King Charles is being welcomed at the White House ahead of Oval Office talks with President Trump, and then a visit to the U.S. Capitol.
For only the second time, a British monarch will address the United States Congress. King Charles will follow in his mother's footsteps this afternoon when he speaks to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Queen Elizabeth II addressed Congress in 1991 after the first Gulf War. Then this evening, the King and Queen will be guests of honor at a state dinner at the White House, hosted by the President and First Lady.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The 31-year-old California man accused in the attack outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. last weekend. He's in a lot of trouble. He's facing three charges.
The first count is attempted assassination of the President of the United States. This count is punishable by up to life in prison.
Acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche.
The second count is interstate transportation of a firearm to commit a felony. This is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. And the third count is discharge of a firearm during a crime of violence, which is punishable by a mandatory minimum term of imprisonment of 10 years, a maximum of life, and the 10 years is consecutive to any other sentence imposed.
The U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Jeanine Pirro, says Cole Thomas Allen could face additional charges on top of those. The United Arab Emirates announcing that it will be leaving the OPEC cartel effective May 1st, stripping the oil cartel of one of its largest producers and further weakening its leverage over global oil supplies and prices. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red now. The Dow is down about 39 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index off 273, and the S&P is down 46 points. This is SRN News. Assisted suicide has been put on hold in the United Kingdom.
The House of Lords has failed to pass legislation that would allow people in England and Wales to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. Supporters of the measure are vowing to bring it back to the floor sometime this summer, but the procedural process will be tricky. There is strong opposition to the bill in the public and amongst pro-life advocates, who point out other European countries that have legalized the practice have seen a surge in suicide. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is launching an investigation of the New York City Department of Education over charges of anti-Semitism. The Department of Education says it has received reports that a group of teachers and staff organized a series of seminars focused on Palestine, Zionism, and resistance. These seminars urge teachers to indoctrinate children as young as five with pro-Palestinian beliefs. The department says no child should be taught by his or her teachers to hate their peers. This is SRN News. The National Religious Broadcasters has filed a complaint against late-night host Jimmy Kimmel.
The organization wants the Federal Communications Commission to investigate the ABC television network for broadcasting Kimmel's remarks on the April 23rd broadcast when he referred to Melania Trump as "so beautiful, Mrs. Trump, you have the air of an expectant widow." 2 days later, another assassination attempt was made on President Trump's life. NRB President and CEO Troy Miller says, quote, "When influential voices joke about death or treat political opponents as disposable, it contributes to a culture where violence feels thinkable to the already unstable. National platforms carry real weight, and with that comes responsibility." Keith Peters, Washington.
The cleanup continues across parts of the Midwest, pounded by hail, strong winds, and flooding rains. More details, SRNNews.com.